I'm joined on the line by Couch the Band, and I'm joined by Jeffrey, Eric, Temer on the line as well, and Will.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi,
so, guys, it's lovely to have you all on the line. You're all over in Boston. What's the time over there?
Well, we're actually spread out. I think I'm in Chicago. This is Temer talking. I'm in Chicago. It is 6:30 a.m. over here. I think the rest of the guys are all in the Eastern time zone, however.
How did all you guys get together? You know, I've been loving playing the track, Still Feeling You. It's a brilliant track. What's it been like during lockdown producing music?
Yeah, so a couple of us played in a different band during high school. And when that band split up, a few of those members wanted to continue working on a song they were working on. And that song eventually became our first single, I'm Leaving the Nana Song. They brought in a couple of session musicians to fill in the gaps. And after a couple of tracks with sort of a flexible cast of people, we kind of locked it in with the current group. And yeah, it's no looking back.
How difficult is it to write as, because you're a collective?
Yeah, we generally have like a really good relationship, especially when it comes to like songwriting and that whole thing. So it's been really difficult this past year because obviously with the coronavirus pandemic, it's been really tough to find any time to be together in person in a safe way. So almost all of the our most recent release, including Still Feeling You, was recorded remotely. So we all recorded our own parts individually. Usually one person on each song that we do would like take charge and kind of manage the whole process. But yeah, we actually, it went together really successfully, but it was definitely a fun challenge.
That being said though, we have always kind of called ourselves a long distance band because we're college students. And so for the majority of the year, we are off in different states and have learned how to write and at least begin demoing remotely during that time. So this wasn't a wild adjustment for us. It was mostly the remote recording that was a new challenge to tackle.
Yeah, it's lockdown is really, I don't know what it's like over there. Over here, all the venues have all shut. If you're a gigging musician, you go and do covers during the day or evening to support your original music. It's all gone out the window. What's it been like over there?
It's been really tough. I mean, it's slowly starting. It really depends where you are because each state kind of has their own reopening rules, but. For the band, it's been really tough. I mean, last summer in 2020, we had, you know, an entire East Coast tour lined up, but obviously due to the pandemic, all of that had to be canceled. And it's been tough. I mean, some of these venues that we had previous gigs at, they're no longer around. A lot of them had to shut down due to financial troubles. That being said, we're very optimistic that hopefully by the end of the year, we can get more live performances in. Currently we're exploring some outdoor venues and outdoor performances. So there are things that we can do, and there are things that are kind of in the works, and a lot of things that we're very excited about.
Now, as you know, I flipping love your song, Still Feeling You. I cannot tell you how positive I just love it, and I really like the build up to the end where you've got that, it kind of dips into a slightly different funky groove. I just love it. How did you come up with that? Was that again was all done remotely?
That song we actually started writing in person. We were home for the summer, and so we were doing a lot of like backyard front porch songwriting sessions. So Zach, who's not here today, he's our guitarist, he and I started working on that one on my front porch. Eric hopped in the mix. And then we were even working on the production outside, like plugging the computer into speakers. I'm sure my neighbors weren't crazy about it. And then we were wrapping that up remotely. Eric, you want to speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So Zach and I took charge sort of on the production of that one. We actually got the chance to sort of house sit together for a couple of weeks. So even during the pandemic, you know, we had both been home, not really going anywhere, and we had the opportunity to live together for 2 weeks. So during that time, we produced most of Still Feeling You and most of Blackberry Lane. you know, if we hadn't had the chance to spend some time together, I'm not sure the EP would have happened on time or the same way that it did. Yeah, I don't know. We just kind of had this vision. Honestly, partly Chaka Khan inspired, like, you know, some of those 70s funk disco vibes. We absolutely wanted to bring that into the mix and you know, meld it with a little bit more of a modern poppy sound as well. So, yeah, we were just trying to kind of keep the song's arc feeling like it was going somewhere. And so with that sort of final chorus where the melody changes up a little bit and it's more intense, yeah, we were just trying to keep building and building. And, you know, we had Jeffrey, our trumpet player, record a bunch of trumpet layers to build a lot of brassy excitement. Yeah, it was fun for us, and hopefully that comes through when you listen to it.
It really does. And the production is, it just sounds so gorgeous in your ears. Now, you've got an EP coming up. Is that being released now, or is it just about to be released?
That actually came out, I believe, was it February 26th? Yeah, so it's been out for a little bit. That song, Still Feeling You, is the first track off of it. But we're still riding on the high of that release. It's our first longer project. Everything we've done previously has been a single. So yeah, you can listen to that now anywhere, pretty much.
Will you be doing sort of a tour in the USA? Are you looking to maybe come over to Europe? Is that something in your future plans?
You know, I'll be honest, I think we're taking baby steps right now. I mentioned earlier that a lot of our relationship has been long distance. So this summer, most of us will be back in Boston. All of us will be vaccinated. And so the first thing that we're looking forward to is finally, like, convening in our first official rehearsal space and playing together and you know, working on our chemistry. And that will lead to some outdoor gigs and things around the Boston area, around the Northeast and the U.S. I don't know about the U.K., but that would be pretty sick farther down the road.
Yeah, excellent. Make sure you do get over it. I definitely want to come and see you guys live. Thank you so much for getting up so early this morning and joining us.
With the help of our lovely mixer, Caleb Parker, who really sort of ties all of our production and writing together. You know, he really brings our tracks to life when it comes to the mixing side of it. So without him, we wouldn't be here. So shout out to Caleb.
Oh, there we go. Didn't mention Caleb. So thank you so much, guys, for joining us. That was Gerard, Jeffrey, Eric, Will and Tema as well. So thanks ever so much. Wish you all the best, and we'll be supporting whatever you've got here on this show. So here we go. This is a track I've been playing to death here on Phoenix FM. This is Still Feeling You, and it's Couch the Band. If you want to find the band, just type in Couch the Band, Instagram, Facebook. They've got their own website as well. They're everywhere. Have a great day, and thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey. See you when I'm sleeping, gone when I wake. 'Cause when I'm all done dreaming, you fade away. Well, I know it's been a year since we talked about it this and that. Don't know why we call it quits. We just couldn't quite commit. Still feeling you. I'm still feeling you. What you gonna do? 'Cause I'm still feeling you. Hey, tell me what you think. Still feeling you.